So remember, with countable nouns, we use how many, but with uncountable nouns, we use how much. How much. So let's look at our examples. How much pollution is there? Or is there much pollution? So here our noun is pollution. I cannot count pollution. I can say there is some pollution, there's a lot of pollution, but I can't say, oh, there is 100 pollution today, right? Let's look at how we could answer. There is not a lot of pollution here. Is there much? No, there isn't much. So here we see that we are not answering with a number, right? There's not a lot. I could also use an exact measurement. Today, the pollution level is 50 ppm. This is an exact measurement we would use, right? We can use that, but we can't just say there's 10 pollution, right? And if we ask, is there much? No, there isn't much. Yes, there's a lot. And one thing we'll see as we move on is with the question, is there much? We always use is, okay? So how much crime is there? Is there much crime? There is a lot of crime in the city. Is there much crime? Yes, there's a lot. Let's take a look at noise. How much noise? Another noun we cannot count. I can't say there is 100 noise, right? No. I can say there is some noise. Is there much? Yes, there's a little. So remember, words like a little, some, a lot, these are words we can use with uncountable nouns. And last, how much traffic is there? Or is there much traffic? There is no traffic, or there isn't any. So we can see that there are a few ways we can answer no. Is there much? No, there isn't much. This means there's some, there's a little. If there's none, we can say there isn't any. Okay, so here, if we notice, we're not using numbers, right? And there's no S on the end of these uncountable nouns either because we cannot count them. I can't say pollutions or noise. Well, I could say noises, but that would be in a different way. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look. We're going to do some examples. So here we have 8 nouns. We're going to decide, are they countable or uncountable? And then see, would we use how many or how much? So first we have apples. Apples are countable. One way that I know is because when it's plural, I add an S. This means I can count them. So I might ask a question like, how many apples are there? Let's take a look at shoes. So what do you think? Can I count shoes? Yes, I can. And one way, again, that we can know is with that S. So I might say, how many shoes are in the store? With countable nouns, we use how many, right? How many? Okay, let's take a look at the noun food. Can I count food? You might think so, and we can count items of food like apples or slices of pizza or chips, right? But just the noun food is actually uncountable. I can only say something like, I have some food, I have a lot of food. I can't say I have 10 food. So here I would use how much. How much food did you eat? Next, let's take a look at students. Students are countable, right? We have that S. So I use how many. How many students go here? Next, the noun fun. So I might say, are you having fun, for example? So here, would this be countable or uncountable? Can I say I have 10 fun? No, I can only use words like some, a lot, or a little. So I would use how much. How much fun did you have? I had a lot of fun, right? I can't say I had 100 fun. Next, we see the word pollution, which we saw in our uncountable example. So I might ask a question like, how much pollution is in the air today? So I might say there's a lot of pollution today. There's not much pollution today. There isn't any pollution today. All right, next let's take a look at books. So here with books, we see an S. This is our little hint that it is countable. How many books will you read this year? And finally, money. This is a tricky one. So can I say, yes, I have 10 money or 100 money? Actually, money is an uncountable noun. I can use an exact amount, like when I'm talking about dollars or like this, $100. But if I'm just using the noun money, this is uncountable. How much money is in the safe? There's a lot of money. There's a little money. There's $1,000 in the safe, an exact amount. So as you see, this can be a little bit tricky. But one hint, remember to look for S, right? Our countable nouns here all have S, which is usually or most often a sign that it's countable.